Head shops in Watertown are coming under scrutiny this week as the state attorney general's office announced charges against two stores. They're accused of mislabeling products and failing to warn customers about possible health risks. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman was in Watertown this week to go over the charges. Lauren Rosenthal has more.
When you think of a head shop, you might think of a store that sells rolling papers or pipes. But Attorney General Eric Schneiderman told reporters that several shops in the Watertown area have branched out to sell something else, products that contain mind-altering substances like salvia, nitrous oxide, or concentrated hemp oil.
Some of them are specifically marketed to children, as you can see from these Hedy Harvest gummy bears, which are dangerous drugs disguised as candy.
Schneiderman says at least two stores in Watertown, the High Life and Trip on the Wild Side 2, were selling things like hemp oil gummy bears without appropriate labels. Technically, a lot of these products aren't actually illegal in New York State. It's just not legal for retailers to withhold information about the side effects of what Schneiderman calls designer drugs. They can cause severe reactions.
In many cases, designer drugs are actually more dangerous than street drugs. For example, synthetic marijuana is more likely to produce seizures and psychological damage than actual marijuana. We have some synthetic marijuana over there.
Schneiderman says the packaging can often conceal the fact that these products contain drugs at all, meaning people don't know what they're ingesting. That's caused problems in Watertown and beyond.
Here in Jefferson County, calls to poison control for synthetic drugs went up 250% since 2011.
According to the Attorney General's office, the owner of the High Life head shop has agreed to stop selling designer drugs. He'll also pay a $35,000 fine. Meanwhile, the owner of Trip on the Wild Side 2 is facing contempt charges and possibly jail time. This is the second time that he's been accused of selling misbranded drugs since 2012, the same year that Schneiderman started this investigation. He says it's far from over. For WRVO News, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.